Okay, so overall disappointing night. I did not have any lucid dreams. It was very sad times. Sad panda. I was pretty sick last night. I felt like I was gonna throw up, and I had a high fever. My body was aching like crazy. Like, I couldn't lay anywhere. I felt so uncomfortable. But
I had a couple dreams, so I'll tell you about those. Nothing super awesome, but
But I did have one dream with, let's see. I was at a picnic, starting the dream now. At a picnic with my family and a couple other randos. Mainly, like, random people. Like, you know how there's always just, like, people in your dreams that you've never seen before? I love those people. They're amazing. I want to meet some of them next time I become lucid. Just be like, who the frick are you? Like, why are you here? See what their relationship is to actually these people and see if they have a pretend purpose for being there. That'd be fun. But anyways, so I was with them and a bunch of randos, and everybody kept talking about a movie we were going to go see. But then someone mentioned that my ex-girlfriend was going to be at the movie. And so that kind of freaked me out a little bit. Not really when I was in the dream, but when I woke up, it was a little strange. When I was in the dream, it was pretty normal. It's one of those alternate universe type ideas, like what would happen if. And I think that what happens a lot in my dreams is it kind of gives me an alternate universe, like what would happen if. Me and her never dated or did anything like that. Would we still be cool? Would we still be hanging out? Would she still be hanging out with my family? And it's one of those, it's really sad when you wake up, kind of, because I always get sad when I think about things like what could have been, how different would their life or my life have been, and especially since they've, like, she's married. She got married about the same time I did to somebody else, obviously. And she also had a kid a little bit after I did. 3, 4. Dang it, I went the wrong way. And so, like, her kid's, like, her daughter's a couple months older than my daughter. And so it's like, oh, man, it's like, that would be really good for them to hang out, but we haven't hung out in 8 years, which is a very, very long time when you're only 23 years old. Actually, it might be 7 years. Might have been when I was, like, 16. Yeah, that makes sense. But anyways, so that's just, like, I don't know. I don't know if you ever have dreams about exes or anything like that, if you ever have dreams about people that aren't in your life anymore, but they're very sad when you wake up, in my mind. But I get very sad all the time whenever I think about dreams and when I think about what could have been, or how things used to be, the way things used to be. There's a foreshadowing. But anyways, moving on. So we all decide to go to a movie, and like, I really, like, honestly, this dream means nothing if you don't know a little bit of the backstory, which is why I'm giving you the backstory, because honestly, all that happened was, like, I was at a picnic, and then I went to a movie, and then it was over. But to notice why I remembered it and why everything seems significant to me is because she was there. And it ended up, everybody pretty much bailed going to the movies except for me and my sisters and her, which was cool because, as I said, in the alternate reality, nothing happened, so it's not like my wife would be jealous of me going somewhere with her. But my wife's not really a jealous person. I also only have one ex that she's only met like 2 or 3 times, so it's hard for her to be jealous. And so, anyways, so we go to the movies, and my sisters, and we ride up that together, which is a big deal because we used to always drive around together, me and my sister and her, and we used to hang out, and this seems weird to you people, like, she was actually one of my sister's friends, and it wasn't like one of my sister's friends that I was like, oh, well, I'm gonna hang out with my sister and her friends because this girl's cute. Me and my sisters have always shared friends. Me and my sisters are very good friends, and one of my sisters married one of my best friends, and one of my sisters married a guy that I was okay with, but now he's one of my best friends. He's pretty awesome. So, yeah, that's a little insight into my family, probably more than you need to know, but either way, so, we're all hanging out like we used to, listening to music, singing songs and stuff, and then my sisters bring out these cookie cameras, which is weird because this is their idea of how to get food into the movie theater without having to pay for it, but it's a camera, which you're not supposed to bring into the movie theater either. But the weird thing was, it was completely made out of cookie. Like, there was nothing else, and it still worked. Like, that is pretty amazing. I kind of want that. But then the problem is that I would eat it. So I don't know if I want it now. So that was one of my dreams. Nothing special, nothing crazy. Just something to make me think all day long about this. It's weird. It was harder times and longer days. 5 miles of school uphill both ways. Sorry, that song got stuck in my head now that I said that. By the way things used to be. If you don't know that song, then you probably don't listen to country music, which is generally American made, and I know a lot of you people are not from America. That song is awesome though. Makes me cry every time. I cry a bunch throughout songs and everything. And this, as I said, the dream journal is really kind of me ranting for a little while. I had to redo this one, even though I'm generally not redoing any of them. I had to redo this one because I said something I wasn't supposed to be saying to the general public. But anyways, yeah, so this is, it's kind of like, it's my dream journal, but it's also my thoughts, so, and it's, I think that your dream journal should contain all the thoughts about your dream in it as well, which is why this one is always going to be me kind of ranting and rambling and continuing on about random stuff and singing songs, silly songs with Larry, where Larry comes out and sings a silly song. So, and I figured I should also give you a backstory of my ex-girlfriend in my dreams, which I think is interesting that I actually have a backstory for a character in my dreams that's actually a real character in real life. But basically what happened a lot of times, back whenever I first started lucid dreaming, I still had this idea that I would go back and talk to my ex-girlfriend a little bit. Just not like talk to her and like, you know what I'm saying. Like, I felt like we needed some closure. I have still not talked to her about it. And I think that the reason that I had that is because I used to have so many dreams about her all the time and her husband. I'd have dreams of me and her and my wife and her husband. Me and her husband and my wife were all like best friends, basically. Which, as I said, is something that probably could have happened had my wife not dated her husband or me not dated her. So then basically what we get on to is the fact that I kept having dreams about her as a friend, like basically all the time. And then after I started lucid dreaming, those changed to lucid dreams of me like basically saying, I want to get this off my chest, I want to say all this out. And then she would normally end up crying. And then I was like, man, I'm glad I never talk about any of this stuff. And so, and then I just had a bunch of lucid dreams where she was just always there. And so I decided that I needed to get rid of that. So I made it my dream goal to confront her and talk to her, tell her not to join in my dreams anymore unless she wanted to be a part of my life, because she left pretty abruptly when she left. And I have not seen her since until now. So this dream is pretty big. And this is like a year and a half, 2 years ago. When I first started lucid dreaming, I told her to stop coming. And now she's back, so I might have to re-talk to her. But I'm not really as worried. I'm not really like... If she pops up in like 2 or 3 dreams the next few nights, I will probably have a talk with her. So, anyways, the rest of my dreams that night, I had one dream that was... I'm pretty sure it was very fun. I enjoyed it a bunch, and I was going to write it down, but I thought there's no way in heck I'm going to forget that. And I didn't write it down because I was so tired. I just wanted to sleep so badly. And then I had another dream that was just like the same terrible, painful, half imagery, half super loud noises, half bad feelings all night long. And I just had that dream over and over and over for the rest of the night. It was just, it was a bad time. So after a night like tonight, I'm hoping to get back into the swing of things pretty well. I mean, I had a pretty bad night yesterday. I think I had 5 dreams. Only 2 of them were epics, really. Maybe only one of them, depending on how you measure epics. If you don't know, an epic is a dream that is generally 20, 30, 45 minutes. Just really long. Like, I don't know if you've ever had a long, drawn-out dream that just seems like it goes on forever and you can't believe how long it is. I call those dreams epics, and I think that most dreams are epics. We just forget a lot of it. And so I think that we're just kind of missing out. We think that we have like 10 dreams or whatever a night, and we're really remembering like 2 epics just split up into pieces. It was a phenomenon that I noticed whenever I was counting my dreams every night. Ooh, it's a bad deal. And it was that after my recall got up to about 6 dreams per night, it would start dropping. It'd be like 6 dreams per night, and then it'd be like 5 dreams per night. I'm like, wait, what just happened? I'm like, I felt like I had more time recall, but less dreams specifically. And so then it dropped from 6 to 5, and then stayed at 5 for a while, and then it would go back up to 6, but this time they were all way longer. And I think that there's a lot more dreams than we think there are throughout the night. Like, you can just pretty much dream all night long. I think that our dreams are generally a lot longer than we think they are. Especially if you have a few lucid dreams. Not many people, a lot of noobs don't have epic lucid dreams. Epic lucid dreams are like the best thing ever. You feel like you've been there forever. You get more comfortable. After a few epic lucid dreams, you start getting more and more comfortable in the dream world. And that's really what you're wanting, because convincing yourself that you're going to have a lucid dream is great. But since it's such an uncomfortable place, and it's a little, like, as I've said before, ethereal, and it seems almost just crazy, this thought, you want to get comfortable. You want it to be something like, that's almost old hat. You want it to be something that's just crazy awesome, but still something that's just crazy normal. Like a sport that you play. It's not weird that you lucid dream every night. It's weird that the nights that you don't, because this is what you're doing. This is what I have set aside for this time, and that's what I do. I lucid dream every night. And I generally do lucid dream every night. The last 4 months I have not. I've dropped it quite a bit. And it stopped even being an average of 1 per night. It started being an average of about 1 every other night. Just because of sleep schedule. But it looks like if I can get my sleep schedule right on target. I mean, you guys have seen how many lucid dreams I've had this month. And I'm trying not to like talk about my dream count all the time. But I really want my dreams to come back to me. I just lost a lot of motivation, and that happens to all of us. Like, that's going to happen at some point, right? You're going to lose all your motivation for lucid dreaming, and you just need to stick with it. Make sure you don't lose everything. Make sure you keep having them kind of regularly, at least semi-regularly. Put as much effort as you can without killing yourself. Because doing something that you don't enjoy doing is worse than... it's worse than a lot of things. I don't know what to say. It's worse than... holy crap, like, there's gotta be an ending to this phrase that I'm saying. I know I'm just kind of rambling now. Generally, I want these to be about 15 minutes. So I kind of wanted to get at least close to there. And I figure since I had a bad night, I might as well let you guys know a little bit more about me, my dreams, and my plans for my dreams from now on. Right now, my dream goal is to meet with Frying Man and have a lightsaber battle. I looked for him in a dream the other day. I'm planning on looking for him again here pretty soon. As soon as I get lucid and remember it. I'm not great with goals, so it can always take me quite a while to remember it. And what happens is that I will remember the wrong goal. Like, I have one set goal, but then I'll remember a goal that I had that I thought would be cool like 6 months ago or 3 months ago or something. And so I hope you guys enjoy that whenever I get to it. I think it's gonna be awesome epic. I'm hoping to make it a really, really epic fight. I don't know what your guys' thoughts are on shared dreaming or anything like that. Some people think that anytime you're trying to meet somebody in a dream, there's a chance for shared dreaming. So if that happens, then I won't be in charge of the fight as much. But I'm going to guess that it's probably just going to be a dream character. Which I've met his dream character a couple times before. No, I've met it once before. I need to meet it. I've only met it once, yeah. It took me forever, actually, to get a dream character to admit who they are. And so, yeah, if it's obviously just a dream character, then I'll try to give him the right powers to fight me. It's very hard to make a dream character that's as strong as me in a dream, so I usually limit myself and give the dream character powers whenever I'm fighting them, so just a little hints on dream control, fighting styles, and stuff like that. I might talk about fighting styles next time when I get done with dream control, because fighting is awesome, and it's one of my favorite parts of lucid dreaming, so I enjoy it quite a bit. I've learned a lot from Huckiff about fighting and different ways that make fighting more fun. So, alright, that's all I have for today. Bye!